Richard, I've got a question for you from Harry in Johannesburg. And he says he wants to know, why do satellites in orbit not collide with each other? There's hundreds of these flying objects in space. Why doesn't this happen?
There are actually hundreds of thousands of these objects in space. So there are an estimated 500,000 pieces of what's called space debris, particularly in low Earth orbit. So that's where an awful lot of the satellites are. Not the communication satellites, so not the satellites we use for broadcast or for pinging mobile phone calls around the world, but the sort of satellites that maybe observe the Earth, sort of satellites, particularly scientific satellites and spacecraft, with humans in them. So the International Space Station, for instance, is in this particular orbit. Now, these 500,000 objects vary from flecks of paint, and these can cause severe damage. You imagine this stuff is pinging around the Earth at, almost 8 meters per second around the Earth. So you've got all this stuff pinging around the Earth. The bigger stuff is about 20,000 pieces of space debris. And this is tracked by the US. It's tracked here in the UK by the RAF using radar. So they know where all this stuff is. And you think the Earth is pretty big, actually. That sounds a lot, but the Earth's pretty big. Now, obviously, you don't want to hit one of these when you're launching a satellite.
Yeah.
So they launch into orbits where there isn't this stuff. So they're tracking this stuff continuously. They don't know where the flecks of paint are. You've got pretty good odds that you're not going to hit a fleck of paint. So they do launch into orbits. They're very careful where they launch. They don't want to launch into the orbit of, say, Envisat, which is a big, redundant, it suddenly went dead a couple of years ago, European satellite, size of a double-decker bus. You don't want to put your satellite in the same orbit as that.
So when you're planning a satellite for an orbit for a satellite, it's basically about how fast and exactly sort of the angle you shoot it up over the Earth at.
You work all this stuff out. What's also interesting, so that's into low Earth orbit. If you are launching, say, a telecommunications satellite, now these sit in what are called geostationary orbits. So essentially they orbit the Earth at the same speed the Earth rotates. So they sit above the same part of the Earth all the time. Sky TV, for instance, has one above Europe right now, beaming down to people's satellite dishes on the size of their house. Yeah.
Other channels are available.
Other channels are available. But if you want, sport on the BBC. If you watch that from around the world, that'll come via satellite. They actually have to navigate their way through this space debris. So not only the satellites that are orbiting, they actually plan, and sometimes they have to divert their course. So imagine, crossing the road, they're having to weave between the traffic to get up to this high orbit. So these are all things they take into account.
It sounds like a stellar version of Frogger.